My most exciting travels. This blog offers a unique perspective on one of my greatest passions, traveling. Click to listen to my audio blog or read on and join me on my journeys. Written by me, Dr. Donald Farquharson, I hope it inspires and enhances your future travel plans and experiences. I relish the thought of going somewhere, just anywhere. Since I was a kid, I've been fascinated by the idea of leaving home. I vividly recall bawling uncontrollably, begging to go with my parents whenever they were scheduled to leave home. Many of my early trips were to Black River and Kingston. This was a big deal for me as a young boy. Travel has always been therapeutic for me, especially when it includes family and friends. I love exploring and partying with like-minded people. As a kid, I dreamt of traveling to Kingston to visit my big sister, Bernice. My opportunity came around age 6 when I traveled to Kingston for the first time. In those days, the journey to Kingston started around 4 a.m. and ended around 7 p.m., with the driver, Moss Oswald, picking up persons at designated locations and dropping off each passenger at their final destination. The long journey was due to the old bus constantly overheating, requiring frequent stops to cool the engine down and sometimes unloading passengers to tackle steep hills, memories to last a lifetime. Later in life, my traveling experiences expanded and would include heading to school, work, parties and vacations in multiple countries. I've been asked many times about my most exciting travels. Despite the saying, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas," I will take this opportunity to share some of my most exciting travels. Exciting travels. My trips have been extensive and diverse, allowing me to balance hard demanding work with adventurous and meaningful play. Below are some highlights of my favorite excursions. Jamaica. Traveling across my homeland continues to provide some of my most exciting and fulfilling experiences. Recently, I decided to use the Emancipendence holidays to explore Miyad. The day was gloriously beautiful, with the morning sun rising brilliantly over the St. Andrew Hills. My crew and I set out, stopping by Starbucks for coffee and snacks and then the gas station to purchase fuel, liquor, drinks, snacks, and ice. The devastating remnants of Hurricane Beryl were visible everywhere. Some perilous landslides remained uncleared, hillsides were scarred with broken and battered trees, and the riverbed below was littered with large tree trunks and debris. Leaning telecommunication poles and dangling cables also posed hazardous obstacles along the way, however, this did not stop our progress. Our first stop was Castleton Botanical Gardens, marking my first visit to that location. I was thrilled at the prospect of exploring the Wagwater River, which runs alongside the gardens. Surprisingly, we spotted friends from out of town setting up their area and observed families enjoying the cool, calm river as it gently flowed through the valley. We soaked in the ambience and serenity of this wonderfully restorative place. This was also a perfect stop for content creation. To enter this heaven, there is a meager fee of $1,500 per person. Our journey continued through Oneonta Bay to Hope Bay, where we made a quick stop at Somerset Falls, another first for us. Recently reopened after being closed for some time, the property showed slight signs of wear, but the natural beauty was untouched. I fell in love with the multiple waterfalls and rapids flowing through the Daniels River, with walkways built along it for easy access. The cool, misty air and the shade from the rainforest created a perfect hideaway. I sat, dangling my feet in the cold, clear water, which felt divine. This too was relatively affordable and cost only $1,500. It was finally time to experience something I had wanted to do for years. At 12:30 p.m., we arrived at the Rio Grande offices with excitement in our voices and smiles on our faces. We chose the 3-4-hour trip, which costs $12,000 per person. I was determined to experience the full 6-mile journey. We took a taxi through Port Antonio to the starting point of the rafting, for an additional cost of $4,000. The ride through the rugged, narrow rural road was filled with even more excitement, and we stopped for a quick bite at a country shop. My go-to snack is always a round bun with cheese and a cold box drink. Yum. Always delicious. Our driver was the perfect tour guide, adding to the adventure with his knowledge of the rich history surrounding the Rio Grande tours. One of the captains, Sir Number 55, his shirt, briefly shared his 18 years of extensive experience with us as an employee at the location. The journey felt surreal yet safe. The sun was out in all its glory, the water was cold, calm, and crystal clear, and the ambience was serene. The raft gliding through the many rapids and the iconic Lover's Rock was a treasured experience. I enjoyed interacting with locals, having cookouts or washing clothes as we meandered downstream. The majestic Blue Mountains towered above us, surrounded by lush green tropical forest. I was completely captivated by the beauty around us. We stopped in a shallow area to swim and have a private party. Bob Marley's "The Sun Is Shining" and "Busy Signals Jamaica" bellowed out appropriately in the valley. It was truly an incredible day, one well worth the travel. After leaving Portland, we headed to Ocho Rios to soak up the festive weekend vibe in the tourist capital. We dined at one of my favorite restaurants in town, Mainland China, where the meal was incredibly delicious, and the cocktails were so flavorful they left me feeling a bit tipsy. By the end of dinner, we agreed to head home and return the next day to Allure, the big Sunday party hosted by Best Weekend Ever. Partying at the beach under the canopy of tropical trees, with heavy dancehall and reggae tunes, was all I needed to complete the weekend. Tobago. When I studied in Trinidad and Tobago, TT, I shared an amazing chemistry with the Tobagonians on campus. There's something special about Jamaicans and Tobagonians, we share so much in common. We are genuinely happy people, the vibe and culture of our people are so similar. After partying up a storm at Trinidad Carnival 2019, several of us decided to cool down in Tobago. My aged body needed some relaxation after 12 intense days of soaking. The trip to Tobago on a 19-seater plane was short, yet exciting, and did not take very long for me to feel at home. After checking in at the hotel, Bacolod Beach Club, I walked out onto the balcony to admire the beautiful terrace overlooking a softly lit pool and beach below. The high tide brought a glorious rush of sea breeze onto my face, it felt almost heavenly. I fell in love with Tobago instantly. I met up with the crew, and we drove to Crown Point to experience Tobago's nightlife. As we strolled around, a familiar scent penetrated the night air, it was jerk chicken. I found the spot, and there was a loud Jamaican man speaking patois as he jerked chicken. I felt nostalgic, we chatted, laughed, and yes, I had a red stripe beer. We then went club hopping to get a taste of Tobago's nightlife, and it was a blast. Daytime revealed an even richer perspective of the country. As we drove back into town, our Tobagonian friend pointed out a cemetery where her ancestors were buried. In town, it was normal Caribbean day, bustling with people moving to and fro. We then left town via Milford Road to explore the countryside, which was majestic as we passed through small communities and met incredibly friendly people on our way to Pirate Bay. To this day, I still cherish a necklace and bracelet I bought in Bloody Bay. We enjoyed roti and carib beer at Pirate Bay, with the salty sea breeze adding extra flavor to the roti. On the way back, we stopped in Hopeville Village for fried chicken and fries. The fries were sweet, soft, and melted on my tongue, and I always wonder about the combination of ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, and pepper that makes food so delicious in TT. The next day we visited Pigeon Point Beach, where we relaxed, and even dozed off under the shade of countless coconut trees, something about the sound of waves and trees in the wind. I think I ate the best fried fish on that island, elevated by the spicy pepper sauce. The rest was necessary before our final party of the season, which was billed as simply awesome. We returned to the hotel, got dressed and set out for Stranded, and I soon understood why. We were shuttled to an island on a canoe, a short but dangerous ride, but the laughter and excitement neutralized any fears. As the boat got closer to the island, I could see that soca revelers from TT Carnival had taken over every inch of the beach, and for the next four hours, the beach was ablaze with soca fans letting loose. I soaked in the electric energy unfolding around me, revelers whining in the sand, men lifting women onto their shoulders, women bending over like a wheelbarrow, and the ocean itself as it turned into a dance floor. When several large boats joined us near the shore, it was like an infusion of fresh energy as more soca lovers spilled onto the beach, bringing even wilder vibes to the party. It was only the setting sun and a shift to groovy soca that seemed to calm the soca storm. This was truly an experience you had to witness firsthand to understand. TT has a piece of my heart. Las Vegas. After visiting Las Vegas many years ago, I left disappointed. It felt oversold and didn't meet my expectations. I left thinking Las Vegas was hot as hell, the streets belonged to ladies of the night and addicts, and where gamblers risked everything in the casinos. However, my last visit was somewhat different. I think it had to do with the time of year. This time, it was cold, plus, we had a large group and our travel plans were more organized. Can you imagine traveling for nine hours? It was exhausting. We finally checked in around 2:30 a.m., jet-lagged and hungry. My bed was my only source of relief. I barely noticed the vibrant casino, lounge, and crowds downstairs as I was completely worn out and only interested in getting to bed for some well-needed rest to take on the next day. The next day started late, as I slept through most of the morning. I searched for a Subway restaurant online and found one just across from our hotel, the Sahara. Subway is my go-to healthy meal when I'm traveling, a balance of healthy and fulfilling. One objective of this trip was to benchmark large infrastructures, multi-level parking towers, and commercial and industrial business complexes. We inspected more than 15 buildings, which provided great insight into the business models of these hotels and how they cater to clients seeking entertainment and fun. We also visited the largest recycling plant in the city. I was thoroughly impressed with the design and layout of the Sahara, Wynn, Encore, MGM, and Caesar's Palace. All hotels were open to the public, allowing easy access to shared services, restaurants, variety stores, lounges, casinos, and parking. The beauty of these hotels was truly extravagant. The ASD Market Week event attracted over 30,000 attendees and businesses, showcasing over 1 million product lines and providing significant opportunities for business consultations. We explored the potential for these businesses to establish a presence in Jamaica to distribute their products. The creation of micro business parks, integrated business centers, and urban centers is central to Jamaica's economic strategy. Integrating support facilities such as multi-level parking, HVAC, PVC systems, windmills, and recycling plants within these business centers will help reduce operating costs. The learning and development gained from benchmarking, gap analysis, and consultations with investors and manufacturing businesses were on an entirely new level. My days were spent working long, intense hours, while the nights were reserved for exploring the city. Dinners provided the opportunity to connect with the team and enjoy the diversity of people gathered in the city. I tried to maintain a somewhat healthy diet, whilst sampling the variety of culinary options. After dinner, my favorite activity was exploring different lounges, where I met friendly tourists and had some unforgettable experiences. One night, I learned salsa, and on another, I found myself teaching dancehall and reggae moves. A new friend invited me to take a helicopter tour of the Grand Canyon. Unfortunately, it was during the day and I had work obligations. To ease my disappointment, I went online and took a virtual tour of the Grand Canyon, which I enjoyed. One night, while walking through the city with the group, I was mesmerized by the neon lights, signage, and vibrant color. We had dinner right across from the Mirage Hotel, with a balcony view of their iconic volcano show, just as memorable as the Atlantis show at Caesar's Palace, which featured synchronized dramatic music, vocals, and fire, spectacular. Another highlight of my trip was the Sax Theater at Planet Hollywood to see the legendary Eddie Griffin live. It was my first time seeing a major star perform in person, and he was brutally funny, tackling topics that are probably best left unsaid here. This is a PG-13 blog, after all. Let's just say that Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, was on his mind. Our night out at the iconic Fremont Street in Old Town was equally unforgettable. The scene featured three live stage shows, a vibrant LED canopy stretching across the street, people jumping back and forth on trampolines, and multiple street parties with magicians, dancers, actors, and musicians. Be warned, if you snap a picture with anyone, it might come with a price. I didn't expect this night to be surpassed, but it was. My usually low-key team seemed to drift off most nights after dinner, so one night, I decided to try happy hour at the lounge and ordered a drink I called Las Vegas Fire. It has a way of creeping up on you if you don't pace it with a glass of water. While sipping my drink, I struck up a conversation with the bartender, who was fascinated to hear about Jamaica. Another new friend took a seat next to me and joined in. The bartender told us about the best party spot in the city, XS Nightclub at the Wynn Hotel. This high-end club was my first full dive into techno and house music, which put me in absolute trance. I danced and drank like a star, as the DJ was phenomenal, and the ambience was intoxicating. Las Vegas now has my full approval. Dr. DF Travel Suggestions. I estimate that I have taken over 300 flights in the last 3/4 years. Here are some of my suggestions for assisting with your travel plans. 1. Inbound travel. Take time to explore the country where you live first. It's often the easiest and most affordable place to vacation. For example, Jamaica attracts over 1.5 million tourists eager to experience its sand, sea, sun, and unique gems. I encourage all Jamaican residents to discover the many wonders it has to offer. 2. Outbound travel. For those without a visa or residency in another country, identify all the countries you can afford to travel to without a visa. Jamaicans can travel visa-free to 116 countries and territories. Don't hesitate to apply for a visa where required. Simply research and ensure you meet or exceed the country's stated visa requirements. 3. Mode of travel. When you travel, you can drive, sail, or fly. Decide if you are a leisure, adventurous, business, family, cultural, or luxury traveler. Once you select your niche, your destination will often reveal itself. You may also be surprised to find that what you want to see as your experience is available in many cost-effective destinations close to your home country. 4. Travel in groups. The world today can be both expensive and risky, with scammers often targeting unsuspecting travelers. To enhance both your enjoyment and safety, it's best to travel with like-minded individuals. In my experience, visiting destinations where I have family and friends significantly enhances the overall experience. Additionally, group trips tend to be more affordable due to the benefits of shared costs and group discounts. 5. Travel planning. I've found that good planning significantly reduces travel expenses. Start organizing trips a year in advance. If possible, buy your tickets, rent your car, and book accommodation as early as possible. The internet is an excellent resource for researching destinations, transportation options, and prices. Additionally, engage with other travelers who share similar interests, as accurate information is key to effective planning. Joining a travel-focused WhatsApp group can also be very helpful. 6. Travel gear. Investing in quality travel gear makes a real difference. Frequent travelers without durable gear often end up spending significantly on replacements. Essential travel items should include sturdy suitcases, a reliable computer bag, a purse, a garment bag, medication or first aid kit, a good jacket, quality headphones, personal care kits, hats, neck rest, and sunglasses. These are all worthwhile purchases that, once owned, will see consistent use. Invest in high-quality travel gear for lasting value. 7. Travel airlines. Select an airline with excellent safety and quality records. Conduct your own detailed research and select your airline of choice. Cheap is not always good, and the same can be said for costly flights. Don't get pulled into these pricing models that urge you to purchase basic packages. It always costs you more. Reduce the quality and comfort of service. So far, the two best airlines I have traveled on are Air Jamaica and JetBlue. They are differentiated by their service quality, reliability, and ambience. 8 travel agents/consultants brick-and-mortar travel offices are nearly a thing of the past, yet I still enjoy visiting an office to speak with a travel agent or involve a travel consultant in my plans. I travel so frequently to the same destinations that I sometimes feel like a travel expert myself. When going to a new destination, always engage with an experienced traveler or travel agent to ensure smoother experience and reduce distasteful surprises. Big up my travel agent at Caribbean Airline on Old Hope Road. 9 Travel technology planes, airports, hotels, and most homes are now equipped with Wi-Fi to ensure continuous connectivity. Roaming has never really worked well for me, so I recommend upgrading your data services, ESIM service, to allow seamless communication in the country you're visiting. Lack of connectivity can be costly and dangerous. Virtual agents are now widely available through many active travel websites, so make sure you have a credit or debit card ready to access credible travel services online. 10 Travel connections. Making flight connections can be challenging and uncomfortable. Take the time to research the terminals you'll pass through in advance and don't hesitate to ask flight attendants or staff at the information desks for directions to your connecting terminals. Most importantly, when booking your flights, allow a minimum of 3 hours between connections, as this can save you significant time and stress. Conclusion. We all dream of exploring exotic places, meeting fascinating people, and immersing ourselves in different cultures. My travel excursions were somewhat limited, but incredibly enjoyable. I am always discovering new spots in Jamaica and across the Americas. My most frequently visited destination is Trinidad and Tobago, which aligns perfectly with my love of soca. My advice to everyone is to create a bucket list and start checking it off. The cost of travel and accommodation won't get any cheaper. It requires careful planning, prioritization, and budgeting. After you have considered all that, just do it. As Mae West said, you only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough.